I happen to have Mr. McLuhan right here.
I heard what you were saying. You know nothing of my work.
Also, dude, Chinaman is not the preferred nomenclature. Asian American, please.
Actually, it's pronounced Milwaukee, which is Algonquin for the good land.
Check out the big brain on bread.
It's Movie Friday, and here with us, as always, Kristen Meinzer, Kristen, culture producer for The Takeaway, co-host of the Movie Day podcast. Also with her, Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for WNYC. Why, Charlie? Well, instead of the big commercial releases this weekend, the De Niro, Michelle Pfeiffer comedy The Family and the horror flick Insidious Chapter 2, we're going to focus on a pair of documentaries about the financial crisis 5 years ago. One in limited release in theaters today called Money for Nothing Inside the Federal Reserve. The other, which is going directly to Netflix subscribers on Monday, is called Hank, 5 years from the brink, about Hank Paulson, Secretary of the Treasury. Kristen, Charlie, welcome.
Hello. Hi, John.
So let's start. Listen to Money for Nothing.
The Federal Reserve has the power to create money. If you or I run the printing press in our basement, we're counterfeiters. When the Federal Reserve runs the printing press, the electronic printing press, it's monetary policy.
Charlie, I have to figure that the producers of Riddick are really happy that this movie is coming out this weekend. First of all, is it factually accurate, and is it a good movie to watch?
I think it makes an argument that the Federal Reserve is at the center of a lot of the economic crises that we've had over the past couple of decades, in particular the one that happened 5 years ago. I mean, it really puts it at the center of the wheel for what happened. And you can make that argument, which the movie does. But whether or not you really subscribe to it, I don't think that it is quite accurate to blame everything on them. And in fact, talking to one of the people interviewed in the movie for a show that we do here at WNYC, he said he doesn't quite agree with that argument, even though the movie may make it look like he does. So I think there's definitely something they're trying to push there.
Kristen Meinzer, so is this a good conspiracy movie if you buy the premise?
It certainly feels like a conspiracy theory, but it also feels a lot like propaganda. Very glossy, beautiful propaganda. It has movie clips in it, archival footage, tons of talking heads of every famous person you know who's ever worked for the Fed. Plus, it has the wonderful star power of Liev Schreiber serving as the narrator of the movie. But that heavy-handed narration, that thesis that it's all the Fed's fault, by the end, it gets a little tiresome, but I would recommend watching the first 10 minutes just to find out how the Fed works if you don't know what the Fed's all about and why it was created.
He had a tough thing to do. I mean, how do you explain something that doesn't lend itself necessarily to video and pictures?
Through Frankenstein clips and Jenga games.
But is it a lost opportunity? I mean, does this come off kind of like 9/11 inside job sort of thing?
In that vein, it's trying to make this argument. And again, there are some very valid points in there, but I think towards the end it starts really going towards this direction of the Rand Paul idea of getting rid of the Fed or questioning really what its value is. And that's a good debate to have, but I'm not sure that you can put all the blame for the financial crisis simply on the back of Ben Bernanke and Alan Greenspan.
All right, so let's just blame it on the Secretary of the Treasury, the direct-to-Netflix film Hank, 5 years from the brink. Listen.
The whole reason I'm doing this is not because I want to look back, but because I have increasingly come to the view that it's important that there be a historical record for those that come after me. So we don't replay this movie all over again.
So, Charlie, what'd you think?
I think that this is what the movie is. It's trying to continue this process that he's really starting, which he keeps saying over and over, is he feels bad that out of the financial crisis, he was not able to really explain to the American people what the government, what the Treasury Department, the Federal Reserve was trying to do to save the economy. And I feel like this is a continuation of that argument that he's trying to make that, you know, our actions were honorable.
Kristen Meinzer, a final thought?
Well, this is a very different movie from Money for Nothing. It's all Hank, all the time, just talking, looking back on his life, on his story. Once in a while, his wife pipes in with a little story about how they were courting or how stressed he was during the financial meltdown. But he's not the most charismatic guy, and he's painted just as an ordinary person in a bad situation. And if you want to see a movie about an ordinary guy, here it is.
He definitely comes across as honest and has a lot of integrity, but it is a bit of a one-sided movie.
Well, two options if you don't want to see Riddick this weekend. Hank, 5 years from the brink, and Money for Nothing. Charlie Herman, business and economics editor for WNYC, and Kristen Meinzer of the Movie Day podcast. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks so much, John.